let's see, what would you call it? Deep State Smackdown. Everything that you ever wanted for the for someone in official capacity in Mordor or in your state capital, everything you ever wanted them to do to basically slip up and tell the truth about the shadow government that runs our actual government, the shadow conspiracies, the oligarchs and all that. Last Thursday, it was all laid out by Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis. And we brought that whole press conference to you. You know, it's a shame, but not very many people saw that. CNN started playing it, cut away. Fox News started playing it, cut away. MSNBC, other cable news networks outside of OAN and Newsmax started playing it, cut away. So no one really got the full effect of the the full presentation, if you will, of what was laid out, which I thought was thorough, complete, exciting, groundbreaking, shocking. Lots of adjectives to go in there. And then Friday, so I left here Thursday afternoon, so we talked about that, and we were feeling pretty good on Thursday afternoon. Now, during the course of the day, I had I had been digressing. My joints were getting more sore. From sitting in this chair, the two rear ball joints, if you will, were throbbing. I'm going like, man, what in the Hades is going on here? Back started hurting, and then it started up in my upper back and shoulders. This is during the course of the press conference on Thursday. So as soon as it was concluded, I told Justin, I'm like, dude, you guys are on your own. I got to go home. I'm going to take some meds, and I'm going to go see if I can sweat this thing out and get rid of it. Here we are, Tuesday. Here we are, Tuesday. And not much better for wear and tear. Although the fever is down to, it's like 90. I'm within a half a degree of where it should be, 98.6. So that's good. I'm just still sore from head to toe, the entire upper body. It's miserable, folks. Now, let me tell you what the doctors tell me. So I thought that I would, all right. You did the Tylenol. I doubled up on the vitamin C, the quercetin, the zinc, the vitamin D. Even sat out in the sun 2 days for about half an hour each day. Did everything you're supposed to do for the immune system. And again, maybe it would be really worse. You know, maybe I'd have full blown pneumonia if I weren't working on the immune system this way. But yesterday, because I was going to come in yesterday morning. I got up yesterday morning, and I went, don't know if I can do it. After about half an hour of getting dressed and went, I went, there's just no way. I just do not have the energy. So I went back into the bed. When I woke up, I decided to call my general prac doctor and ask if I could come in. And the nurse goes, no, you can't come in. I'm like, excuse me. She goes, I'm going to pass the symptoms along to the doc, but he's probably going to tell you to go get a COVID test. And then he'll talk to you after you get the result of the COVID test. I'm like, this is what medicine now has. This is what has now happened to medicine. I'm like, I do not have the corona hoax. I do not have upper respiratory shortness of breath. I have aches and pains and a terrible fever that's up and down and I'm sore. It hurts to sit back in a chair. And it's always like, no matter what the temperature is in the room, I'm cold. I got the chills. This to me says flu. Well, doctor basically told me that he won't see you. And I said, well, if my conditions are this bad, and even if I do go get the corona hoax test, we're talking 3 to 5, sometimes 7 days before you even get it back. And she says, well, yeah, that's how that works. And I said, what would happen if I got a positive? So say I came back positive. And he goes, well, then he would see you and evaluate you and may give you a different protocol. You know what the doctor recommended? Tylenol and fluids. You can't make this stuff up. Tylenol and fluids. And I'm going, Tylenol and fluids. Believe me, from someone who's drank, I'm going to say 4 gallons of fluids per day since last Thursday. I am fluided up. As a matter of fact, if you're watching this on a YouTube, got a Powerade there. Got a water there. I'll consume that during the first half of this program here. Probably have to get it refreshed. Got the Tylenol. It's, folks, this flu is just... Those of you that are doctors and are listening out there, maybe you have some suggestions. I thought that once upon a time there was a movement from these frontline doctors to form these kind of outpatient-like clinics or pop-up clinics where you could get therapeutic treatment for flu-like symptoms in lieu of being treated for the corona bug or the corona hoax, right? Apparently, though, here in the state of Louisiana, that is not so. Because I even asked, I said, can I just get some hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak? And she goes, she's not going to prescribe you either one of those things until you get a until you get a test. And I'm thinking to myself, even if I do get the test, you're still not going to prescribe them for me. So in any event, that's where we are here today. And I'll try and focus my attention as best I can on what in the hell is going on here. So since Thursday afternoon, the gates, the jaws of Biden death have closed. The forces of evil are coalescing around the Bidenista regime installation and are slowly but surely turning the wood, the thumb screws on the Trump presidency. This is, and on the re-election bid, which truly amazing and sad about all this. Amazing and sad all at the same time. is that blind people could see the evidence for the corruption, the deceit, and the fraud that is spread throughout all Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. By the by, you know, we have several stories here today. If you live in Pennsylvania, welcome to the People's Democrat National Socialist Republic of Pennsylvania. I don't know what you guys are going to do with this nutbag. And I mean, this man is diabolically possessed. This wolf character and this man running around masquerading as a woman. Richard, I'm not calling him her. It's not Dr. Rachel Levine. It's Dr. Richard Levine. And he's one of the ugliest transvestites that the world's ever seen. He doesn't even make a good woman. Now ordering people, you citizen, you will obey. People of Pennsylvania are told, you're not allowed to drink. We're shutting down all alcohol sales. You must wear a mask indoors. You're not allowed to have any person in your home who does not already live there. You can't invite neighbors. You cannot invite friends. You cannot invite family members. So the doubling down on the lockdown measures, which every scientific, any scientist out there, now unless they're craving and they make their living off of government contracts, every scientist out there that has any attachment whatsoever to their to their reputation is out there on the front end of this now, sometimes 6 months too late, but are saying, look, the we're kind of looking at the evidence. The fact that you have mask mandates now that have been going on for 6 months in Pennsylvania, and that the mask mandates and the social distancing nonsense and all the other quackery that this tyrant, this diabolically, this warlock and his she-bitch health director have imposed on Pennsylvania. The fact that this is all in full gear and it doesn't seem to be any way to stop it, other than a few sheriffs out there going like, we're not going to enforce that. You can pass all the edicts you want. I will not. My deputies will not be enforcing them. Folks, the the lockdown, the noose continues to tighten. So I didn't get a chance to talk about this on Friday, obviously because I wasn't here, and thanks to Mr. Barrett for filling in. Yesterday, obviously, I wasn't here. We were on tape delay. Today, struggling to try and be here and perform some kind of public service here on the Crusade Channel. Just as we talked on Thursday afternoon last, all of the usual suspects in the, quote, conservative media, close quote, they've all bailed. They're all groveling at the feet of Papa Creepy Joe Biden. It's the Bidenista regime installation. Don't forget that. There's nothing. If we're going to talk about elections, Trump was reelected. We're going to talk about regimes being installed, Biden's being installed. This must not happen. It must be stopped. But just as I told you on Thursday midday when we were talking about this, the usual suspects, this is why I've been calling them Decepticons for over 10 years now. The usual suspects do what the usual suspects do, which is they find a common cause with the Leviathan state. The Heritage Foundation does it. The National Review does it. You name your publication, every single one of them does it. No shock that Fox News does it. Every single one of them does it. Why? Because it pays. Why does it pay? Because they're all in this together. They're like High School Musical Part 3. They're all in this together. Some of the people that were commenting on this, Byron York and Michael Brendan Daugherty and others, were like, this is the most ridiculous. This is the most Rich Lowry. What a tool that guy is. The editor of the National Review Online. This is the most authenticious, like press conference ever, like in presidential like history. Like the only thing you didn't have was just like, you know, Mulder and Scully come out with like the X-Files. I was talking to Dr. Scott Corey yesterday on Sunday when we did our pre-interview, and I wish I could have been here yesterday to do the interview with him. And I said, Doc, let me ask you a question. I said, why is it? Well, first of all, I said, have you seen the last season of Amazon's Jack Ryan, the TV series Jack Ryan. And he said, no, I've been wanting to see it, but no, I haven't seen it. And I said, well, it's interesting precisely because the entire conspiracy that Ryan is onto happens where? In Venezuela. And what does he find out from the Venezuelans? While he's in Caracas, what does he find out? He finds out that the Venezuelans are in cahoots with people in the highest levels of his own government, Jack Ryan does. Ultimately, I don't know, spoiler alert now, if you haven't seen it, when you get to the last episode of the last season of Jack Ryan, you know, you ultimately find out that one of the members, the highest ranking members of, I think it's the Foreign Services Committee, or I forget which committee, a U.S. senator, is actually behind the conspiracy to take out and to replace the duly elected new leader in Venezuela. And how did they take him out?